Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Friday, April 26th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Ideas that we may be seeing a decline in world wheat production has helped to keep the buying active this week in those markets, with another big day seen yesterday. Corn recovered much of what it lost the previous day, and soybeans started the day under some pressure, but they were able to settle back to nearly unchanged. Weather across the northern hemisphere has become the focus as we head into May, with wheat the first crop entering a critical period of development. Heat and dryness throughout March and April in southern Russia has prompted some analysts and traders to start making cuts to their production estimates. The area in the center of the dryness accounts for 31% of overall wheat production, with some chatter that Russian production could fall upwards of 5 million metric tons from current estimates due to issues. As for Western Europe, they are struggling with the opposite problem, as farmers there are dealing with below normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. A similar weather pattern proved problematic last fall in the region, prompting a drop in French wheat plantings, with talk that acres could be down over 10% from last year. The continued cold and wet weather is creating additional problems for the struggling crop, with the amount of the crop rated good to excellent sitting at its lowest level in 4 years. And cooler and wetter than normal conditions are also plaguing other parts of Europe, with hard frost across Poland being an issue. The problematic weather pushed the European Commission to cut their soft red wheat production outlook significantly, down to the lowest level in 4 years. Falling crop prospects, or at the very least the idea that we're seeing crop prospects fall, has world wheat producers holding on to their supplies while the buyers are watching nervously. We've seen some signs that there could be a desire to increase coverage ahead of the growing season in corn, with yesterday's export sales coming in above expectations. With an increase in movement through the Panama Canal and eastern corn belt basis weaker than normal, there will be a lot of traders watching to see if we can attract some buying interest out of the Gulf over the next few weeks. Yesterday's gross domestic product data showed the country's economy grew less than expected last quarter, while an updated reading of the Fed's preferred inflation gauge came in hotter than expected. The Federal Reserve does meet next week. Checking in now on commodity sales. Sales of corn to overseas buyers jumped in the 7 days that ended April 18th, according to USDA. Corn sales rose to 1.3 million metric tons. That's up from 501,200 tons a week earlier. It's also up 74% from the prior four-week average. Mexico purchased 390,500 tons. South Korea was in for 252,000 tons. Japan took 233,200. Saudi Arabia at 142,400. And Taiwan bought 140,700 tons. The total would have been higher, but an unnamed country canceled orders for 219,400 tons. Exports of corn for the week rose 11% week to week to a marketing year high of 1.71 million tons. As for wheat sales, they dropped to 82,000 metric tons last week, down from the 93,600 tons a week prior, and down 4% from the average, according to USDA. China bought 72,200 metric tons of wheat. Guatemala purchased 21,100 tons, Indonesia bought 20,100, Ecuador took 20,000, and Honduras brought 13,800 tons of U.S. wheat. Sales for delivery in a marketing year that starts on June 1st were reported at 371,900 metric tons, and wheat exports for the week sold to 573,900 tons. That's up 18% from the previous week. Soybean sales were also down. They fell 210,900 metric tons. That is a 57% drop from the previous week and down 29% from the average. China was a big buyer of soybeans at 167,500 tons, followed by Mexico at 87,800, Indonesia at 67,500. Vietnam and Colombia both purchased 6,200 tons each from U.S. supplies. An unknown country did cancel cargoes of 136,800 tons. Exports for the week fell 13% to 417,500 metric tons on the soybeans, according to the USDA reports. Checking in with the livestock now, cattle futures uncovered strong buying interest after higher cash trade developed in the north yesterday. That was enough to turn traders more bullish on the market. Hogs took a beating due to lower cash, with packers likely finishing buying for the week. Weekly export sales were lower than the previous week and may have limited some possible gains. Boxed beef prices were mixed. Choice was up $1.18 and select was down 17 cents. On weather notes here today, severe thunderstorm warnings have been issued for parts of eastern Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service. Winds this morning will gust up to 60 miles per hour. Damage to roofs, siding, and trees is likely. A tornado warning has been issued for the area, but it expired earlier this morning. Strong storms are forecast to roll across Oklahoma and North Texas, bringing wind and hail the size of golf balls to the region today, according to the National Weather Service, and gusts up to 80 miles per hour are possible. Thunderstorms are expected in the area daily through Sunday. On the boards now, May corn is trading higher, soybeans are trading lower, soybean meal is trading lower, with soybean oil trading a little higher here today. Chicago Board of Trade wheat, Kansas City wheat, and spring wheat are all trading higher. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle are trading lower, the feeders are trading higher, lean hogs are trading lower. Crude oil is up, gold and silver are both trading higher. And on Wall Street, the Dow is trading higher. Just a quick note before I wrap up. On Monday, we look for the export inspections report to be released at 10 a.m. Central Time, with a weekly crop progress report coming out at 3 p.m. Central Time. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Friday, April 26th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article, which can be found at agriculture.com.